All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving deep into a topic that's closer to home than you might think. Farm safety. Yeah, we're talking about those picturesque landscapes, those charming barns, but also some hidden dangers that most folks wouldn't even consider. Luckily, we've got this FBD Farm Safety Advice brochure to guide us. It's packed with eye-opening stuff. You know, I've always had this image of farms as these tranquil, peaceful places, but the stats in here, well, they're a bit of a reality check. We're talking serious wake-up calls for anyone setting foot on a farm, even just for a visit.
It's so true. The brochure doesn't sugarcoat the risks, but it presents them in a way that's empowering. The key takeaway is really about building a safety culture.
Safety culture, okay. For someone who maybe last saw a farm on a cereal box, what does that even mean?
Imagine you're at a friend's house, right? And they constantly point out this one creaky step. Watch out for that step. That's them living their safety culture. In a way, on a farm, it's not just one step. It's every single step. It's about making safety second nature, something you do without even thinking because it's ingrained in every single thing you do.
So less about memorizing a rule book and more about shifting your entire mindset.
You got it. And the brochure emphasizes this isn't just on the farmer's shoulders. Anyone who steps onto that, property, friends, family, delivery folks, they all play a part in creating that culture of safety.
Right. It's a collective effort.
Yeah.
So where do we even begin? What's the starting point for cultivating the safety culture?
It all begins with this. Accepting that accidents can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime, no matter how experienced you are, how much you think you know, or how careful you usually are, accidents don't play favorites.
So even if you grew up on a farm, spent years working the land, you're not immune.
Exactly. The brochure actually points out that more than half of the farm fatalities in Ireland from 2014 to 2023 were people over 55. You might assume it's younger folks being reckless, but experience doesn't make you invincible, unfortunately.
Wow, that's a sobering thought. A good reminder that we can all get complacent, regardless of our age or how much we think we know. And speaking of those statistics, one really jumped out at me, and I bet it'll surprise our listeners too. The brochure says almost half of all farm fatalities involve vehicles.
That's right, 44% to be exact. And we're not just talking about tractors here. Think cars on farm roads, ATVs zipping around. Anything with wheels can turn into a hazard if you're not paying attention.
So it's more than just knowing how to operate a tractor safely. It's about being constantly aware of your surroundings and making sure everyone on the farm is following the rules of the road, so to speak. Okay, listener name. I don't know about you, but those vehicle stats definitely have me thinking twice. But what else should we be wary of on a farm? What other sneaky dangers does the brochure highlight?
You know, you're spot on to bring that up. We often fixate on those big, obvious dangers, but this brochure is great at uncovering those sneaky hazards, what I call the silent risks of a farm.
Silent risks. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. What are we talking about here?
Well, one that might surprise you is slurry. Those big tanks where animal waste is stored. They can be more dangerous than people realize.
Really? I always just figured, yeah, they smell bad. What's the hidden danger lurking in there?
It's the gases, mainly methane and hydrogen sulfide. You can't see them, can't smell them, and they can be deadly if they build up in enclosed spaces.
So it's a bit more serious than just holding your breath when you walk by.
Exactly. The brochure stresses how important ventilation is, especially after the slurry's been agitated, which releases even more of that gas. It's about being proactive, making sure those areas are well ventilated, not just dealing with it when you get a whiff of something.
That's a good point. It's easy to overlook those invisible dangers. What else should we be keeping an eye out for?
Electricity is another big one. Farms use tons of heavy-duty equipment. And mix that with water, damp conditions, it's a recipe for disaster if you're not super careful.
You know, it's funny. You don't think electrical hazard when you picture a farm, but you're right. When you say it, it makes total sense.
It's about making those hidden connections, which the brochure does a great job of. Another one that stood out to me was the section on working at heights. We usually think construction sites, right? But think about all the places on a farm where a fall could happen, ladders in the barn, roofs, even just cleaning out a hayloft.
It's true, and those falls can be deceptively dangerous, even from what seems like a short height. You know, going through this brochure, it makes me rethink those childhood visits to my grandparents' farm.
Yes.
I used to run around without a care in the world, but now I'm realizing just how many potential hazards there were.
And that's exactly it. This brochure isn't about wrapping farms in bubble wrap. It's about giving people the knowledge to make smart choices, safer choices.
It's about fostering that safety culture we talked about earlier, right?
Exactly. Taking that extra moment to assess the situation, spot those potential risks, and then take steps to mitigate them. Like if you've got kids visiting, set clear boundaries, right? Where they can and can't go on the farm, make sure those areas are safe and secure.
Creating layers of protection, just like you would with any other part of your life. You know, one thing I really appreciated about the brochure was how it tackled the human side of farm safety, not just the physical dangers.
Absolutely. It talks about the "we've always done it this way" mentality, which can sometimes be the biggest hurdle to adopting safer practices.
It's like a badge of honor, you know, to be tough and just push through, even if it means taking unnecessary risks.
Exactly. The brochure challenges that head on. It stresses that there's no shame in slowing down, asking for a hand, or investing in new equipment that puts safety first.
It's about changing the entire culture from the inside out. And it's not just about individuals making different choices, is it? The brochure also highlights the importance of community support.
Absolutely. It points to organizations like TGASC, the Health and Safety Authority, and of course FBD Insurance, as invaluable resources for farmers.
It's about recognizing that safety is a shared responsibility.
Exactly. It takes a village, or in this case, a farming community, to create a real culture of safety. And speaking of that, the brochure also gets into the legal side of things. I know legal stuff can be a bit dry, but it's crucial information.
I agree. It's one thing to do the right thing because it's the safe thing, but there are legal obligations that farmers need to be aware of. So what are some of the key legal takeaways from the brochure? What do farmers really need to know? You know, we're back for the final stretch of our farm safety deep dive, and we've covered a lot of ground here. Invisible gases, that we've always done it this way mentality, but something's been bugging me.
What's that?
Well, we're talking slurry, tractors, all this farm-specific stuff. Makes sense, right? But what about those of us who haven't been on a farm since that family reunion 5 years ago? Anything in this brochure for us city slickers, or is it all just like, wear sturdy boots and watch out for cows?
Laughs. That's a great question. And you know what? It's something the brochure actually addresses. Maybe not directly, but it's there. You see, those wear sturdy boots moments, that's just the surface. What this brochure really does is make you think about safety as a mindset, something you can use everywhere, not just on a farm.
Okay, I'm liking where you're going with this. So even if the closest I get to a cow is the milk in my fridge, there are still valuable lessons I can take from farm safety.
Exactly. Take that safety culture we talked about. Applies to offices, schools, your own house. Are you thinking about potential hazards before they cause a problem? Are you encouraging others around you to do the same? That, right there, that's a farm safety lesson, even if you're in the middle of the city.
So it's about being proactive, like we talked about, and applying that to everything we do.
Exactly. And remember, never stop learning. This brochure has tons of resources, organizations dedicated to this stuff. But the takeaway is universal. No matter what you do, there's info out there to help you do it more safely. Research, ask questions, and don't be afraid to say, hey, I don't know this.
It's true. It's about approaching everything, big or small, crossing a busy street, cleaning out your gutters with the same awareness and caution that we've been discussing in the context of farms.
I couldn't have said it better myself. If we could all try to embrace that, imagine the impact, not just on us as individuals, but on our communities as a whole.
Powerful stuff. As we wrap up this deep dive, I'll leave you with this. Think about one thing you picked up today that made you see safety differently. How can you use that not just in your own life, but to make a difference around you? That's something to think about. This has been a really insightful look at farm safety. Thanks so much for joining me on this.
It's been a pleasure. And remember, safety isn't just about avoiding accidents. It's about cultivating a mindset of awareness and responsibility.
Well said. To our listeners, thanks for diving deep with us. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.